Well, Tom Isbell is the most precocious member of the UMD Theater Department. He joins us this morning to talk about theater on the radio. It's radio theater this morning right here on Northland Morning. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Have you done a survey? How do you know I'm the most precocious?
I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's kind of obvious.
All right.
It's kind of obvious. And students stop by. They talk to me about it frequently.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. I'm the kind of person they open up to.
Yeah.
So this was interesting. You need to fill in some of the details for me because, as usual, I'm foggy. You took the cast of Spoon River to France.
That's right.
And performed the show in France. Now, how did that come about? Did the French, somebody called you from France and said, we understand that you're the most precocious member of the UMD Theater Department.
Yeah. And I answer all calls from France. So
this
was an exchange. The Department of Music at UMD has had an exchange with there's a conservatory in Lyon, the Conservatoire de Lyon, for years where faculty and students have gone back and forth. And we just started this in the theater department last year where six of their students and four of their faculty came over here for a week of workshops with our students all combined together. It was fantastic. And then at the end of the week, they did a play. All in French, and it was fascinating. It was a great week. It just inspired our students, and everyone just got along. It was really wonderful. So this year we went over there and we took the nine actors in Spoon River and that we had done in October on main stage, and then took three faculty, and we did a week of workshops, and then the end of the week we performed Spoon River over there.
So I meandered by your office shortly after you came back, and we were having a schmooze about theater, life, the universe, and everything. And you said that it was really interesting, the comparison and contrast to how different cultures react to theater. And at the time, I even said to you, well, don't tell me anymore. Let's talk about it on the air. So tell me about that.
It was so interesting. The play is in English, and their English, of course, is quite good because they have taught it in the schools, and so that there wasn't that much of a language barrier in terms of their experiencing it. But what was interesting in terms of how they reacted to it was the sentimental parts were oddly uncomfortable for them, and I didn't really understand it in terms of when we were watching the production. I mean, they loved it, but it was interesting because I've only seen three plays in France, and two of them have been with plenty of nudity, and they're just unabashed and they're fearless, these actors, and everyone just like, oh yeah, another play with nudity in France. But what made them uncomfortable with this was this sweet flirtation scene that leads into a wedding while the cast is singing The Water is Wide, because as they were saying afterwards, they don't do sentiment. And what they responded to, and they just loved this production, and the thing they kept saying afterwards is this play has so much heart, and that's not something we do.
Now, that's surprising, because when we think about, you know, whatever our cultural stereotypes of France might be, people that are unconnected from romance is not anything that really comes to mind.
Yeah. It was. I mean, you think of the great French movies, too. I mean, there's such wonderful character studies, and there's so much about what's happening in their inner lives. But I guess sentiment really, at least not outward sentiment, isn't so much of something that's obvious to them. So that was really interesting. And the cast was completely surprised by it, because here in that scene, you know, especially among their peers, the other college students, they start going, oh, no, you know, they start getting teary. Here's this beautiful little wedding scene. And the French audience got oddly uncomfortable at that moment. They liked it, but it made them squirm a little bit, just as we would squirm with something that's kind of,
Well, if somebody dropped trow in front of us on stage, yes.
Exactly.
So there's a secret bit of Scandinavian reticence running through everybody. Is that kind of the lesson that we take away from this?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
How fascinating, though, to have that opportunity not only to work and live in a different culture and learn and live with and become friends with different people, but to see how they react to things and how their reactions are different. The more we learn about other people, the more complexity we discover, I guess.
Yeah, and I think that's why I was so excited by the last year's exchange and this year's as well, that I thought that just seeing these students working together in the workshops, I mean, the plays in both places were just fantastic, but I think the workshops were so exciting to see them working together, even when there was a language barrier at times, you know, it's just the commonalities that people do have, and then the things that are different, they learn from and they grow from, and they go, oh my gosh, they do that. I want to do that too.
When you are in theater, you know, perhaps when you are an actor, when you are a performer, you discovered that the challenges and the process were similar regardless of whether you were performing in French or English.
That's right.
And so when somebody says, no, the blocking is clumsy or you fluff your line, it's the universal language of, I can't believe I did this.
Yes, exactly. And when are you going to get off book?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Right. Some things are universal.
Did right. you learn how to say get off book in French?
No, I haven't learned. I did learn how to say, are you really going to make that choice? No, I didn't.
Yeah. Well, that's very polite. It's certainly much more polite than no.
Yeah. Well, and
big
the one
mistake.
Thing, the one bit of French that does not exist in a French restaurant is, how are those first couple of bites? I mean, that no one asks that.
Okay. Well, Tom, thanks so much for sharing this experience, and I hope that you do another exciting exchange next year. Do you start planning? I mean, do you come back kind of on a high from this and start trying to plan one for the following year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we were there, I mean, their faculty, everyone had a million ideas. I mean, of course, it all comes down to funding, but there's no shortage of ideas, and everyone wants to work with everyone again. It was wonderful.
Well, that's terrific, and thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us about it this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tom Isbell this morning as billed the most precocious member of the UMD Theater Department. He joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater Fridays at 8:30 on Northland Morning and supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.